Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Smoking gun evidence on bombs, clearly in Building 7, the controlled demolition. New developments, the BBC caught with their pants down coming up. More on Oklahoma City, the Iran attack. Your phone calls. Hank Gilbert will be joining us for a couple segments to talk about the latest on the Napa Superhighways, the Animal Identification Act, and the fight against it. Right now, let's go through your calls. Let's talk to Kathy in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm so happy to hear from you, and I believe you're a godsend.
Well, I'm just doing my job, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Well, I called because I believe, like you believe, that these are evil powers that have a hold of our country and our the world. And I was wondering if what you think this about coming up with a small, maybe not even a 60-second prayer to put out on your website to have everyone pray that has access to it, to pray every day at the same time wherever they are in the world, and maybe in unison our voice maybe will have more power to God to help us.
That sounds like a good idea. I just don't, not a big prayer writer. I usually pray from the heart privately, but
right. It's
an interesting idea. What else is on your mind?
I wanted to thank you. My husband and I took our 17-year-old to you and Jack Blood and Mr. Humphreys at UT, and I went up to you and introduced my son to you, and he asked you about how to verify the sources and so forth. And you told him just to Google and make sure the sources were legitimate. And he started doing that. Then that night when we got home, he's been handing stuff over to his teachers at school here, and they're actually reading it and going to websites and looking stuff up. So I think you put a little bit of kernel in his brain there, and it's working terrifically.
Fantastic. It's all of us doing little things like that. The globalists didn't build their crime syndicate overnight. We're not going to tear it down overnight. It is a process, and that process is ongoing. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call, Kathy. Aaron in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say thanks to the BBC for the mortar shell they gave us here for the InfoWar.
And for those who just joined us, boil down, in your view, what this story means.
To make it real simple, I just think it's a great way to open up people's eyes who haven't seen anything yet, because the time frame I don't think really has much of a bearing on everything. People want to say, oh, there's no time frame signature, on the video. But I don't think that really matters because, you can see the woman talking about, the building just came down.
Yeah, I think it was a distraction that we even put that in the article, but c'est la vie. I mean, the point is, they're saying Building 7 has collapsed, and there it is behind her. It hasn't collapsed, and then they zoom in on it.
Yep, so I don't think the time really has any bearing on the situation. Just look at the building while she talks about it being on the ground,
And that fits in with the police and firemen and others. Hours before, they said, we're going to pull it. We're going to bring it down. And we got cops saying, they're bringing it down. Get back. It's going to blow up. And so it just fits in with everything else.
Yep, so I just think it should be a great eye-opener for, people that are so don't want to believe
it. It is a huge eye-opener, and people need to go get it off PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars and get it out to everybody. The problem is, I looked at some of the message boards doing some research last night, and some people don't even understand. Well, they go, what does that mean? What does it mean that it hadn't collapsed when she said it would? They can't even think at a base level.
Yeah, I think a lot of them maybe haven't even seen the video yet because, like you said, they pull it off as quick as people post it. That, I think maybe some of them are just going from people explaining the video.
And a lot of them have never even heard of Building 7. They're like, Building what?
Exactly, and that's going to bring a whole light to Building 7, which is great because, like you said, a lot of people don't know about it, and now they will. And once this video starts staying up at more places, once it gets hosted somewhere where it's not going to get pulled down every 2 minutes, more people will be able to see. It's just going to take a few days because, they're pulling it off.
Yeah, as of 30 minutes ago, we got another clip of it live up on the PrisonPlanet.com story. We'll see if it's still there. But, folks, get it, download it, save it on your hard drive, share it, swap it, get it out to people. They're scared. I've never seen them scramble to get a clip down like this web-wide. But they got a good reason to be scared, don't they, Aaron?
Oh, I think they really do. Yep, they better watch out.
Yeah, we're not going to stop. We're going to bring the criminals to justice. We'll be covering that more coming up in about 25 minutes. Hank Gilbert straight ahead, then more of your calls. cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he ran for the head of the Department of Agriculture in Texas, and he got very close to winning, I think, election fraud, which is clearly going on in the state with the different Diebold and Hart inner civic machines kept him out because the polls showed that he should have won like many others. But that doesn't matter. The point is he's taking action, and he is a multi-generation Texas rancher right here in the great state of Texas. And if you're listening in Colorado, New York, Minnesota, Florida, California, Oregon, Indiana, Kansas, this is happening everywhere. Foreign corporations are having our roads basically given to them. This is part of globalization, that they're handed over to destroy the sovereignty. They're going to put toll roads on existing roads. They always try to lie about it, and now they're doing it right here in Texas. We have their own documents. Texas also is implemented through the feds. It's still voluntary in the rest of the country. The National Animal Identification System, they also have the premises identification. And in the rest of the country, they're telling 4-H students to be in 4-H, you got to register your family's property in this. To show animals, you got to register. And the school says it's the law. There's no law. It's a fraud. Just like there's no law to take vaccines, another fraud. They're trying to tell vets that they'll refuse care if you haven't registered. And then that means $1,000-plus fines if you don't tell them within 2 days your cow's died. It'll cost you as much as a chicken costs to tag them. But then big producers They get to buy premises IDs and don't have to tag all their stuff. This, of course, was written by the big agribusinesses to drive the small farmers and ranchers out of business, period. That's the name of the game. And so the toll roads, the national animal identification system, the national premises identification system, all of this is going to be fought Texas Independence Day, March 2nd, this Friday. And here to tell you about it is the master of ceremonies and the fellow that helped organize all of this, Hank Gilbert. Hank, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Everybody needs to get out there. Tell folks why we're having this event and basically what the lineup is and where everybody needs to report to coming up at 2:30 on Friday. There's also an event coming up on Thursday. Tell folks about it.
Well, on Friday, we're going to have a march up Congress Avenue that's going to start around 1:30. We're inviting people to bring tractors, animals, the whole nine yards. And we have people coming from all over the state. We have people coming from the D.C. area, and I think we have people coming out of Indiana and Florida and a few other places. And then we're going to march to the Capitol. And then on the Capitol grounds around 2:30, we're going to have a rally. And Alex, you know, and the people listening know that rallies are effective in one area, and that's body count. The more people you turn out, the more serious the people in the state capitals take it, because those are potential voters. So it's imperative that we have tens of thousands of people in Austin, Texas on Friday for this rally. And it really looks good. I mean, a lot of the organizations have, anti-toll organizations, have jumped in on this, the Teamsters Union, AFL-CIO, steel workers, the trucking associations, the biking groups. They've all joined into this, and we hope to have thousands of people there, and it really would mean a whole lot to have people from out of state there, because like you mentioned, this is going on everywhere. I get calls and emails from people all over the country when I do one of these shows saying we've got the same thing going here.
And there's no doubt Texas is the front line.
No, we're the linchpin to this whole thing. You know, we never got to vote on NAFTA or CAFTA or any other of those AFTAs, and none of those can reach the desired effect that the corporate brokers and the big money politicians want them to achieve without this roadway. This roadway is the key that paves those trade agreements into perpetuity in this country. And we, Texas, is the linchpin to the entire thing, because we are the connecting point to closest to the ports in Mexico that make this highway work. And so it's imperative that we stop it here, not only for Texas, but for this country.
And let me be clear on something here. This is literally the cancer trying to establish itself, because it's come out in the SPP documents of the FOIA request that have been honored that they're going to use by taxing 8,000 miles of roads in Texas alone to fund road building in Mexico and on up into Minnesota with the NAFTA superhighway that's not just the I-35 everybody's heard about, but 82 other major roads. We have got to beat it here, and as one a World War II vet we interviewed for the film we're making said, if we stop it here in Texas, we stop the New World Order. So yeah, we've got to stop it here in Texas.
That's true, and you know, it's really made its way to Washington in a quiet kind of way, because a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Department of Transportation came out with a memo basically wanting to fast-track PTC 69, or they refer to it as I-69, I want to fast-track it because it is going to be the NAFTA superhighway.
Now they've got articles in Canada and in Washington making fun of us, saying it doesn't even exist, as the billboards are up everywhere showing a good old boy in a cowboy hat going, I love the toll roads, I love the Trans-Texas Corridor, and they're building the things, they're grabbing existing roads, and then you call Congress and they deny it's even happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're taking a blind eye to it and trying to turn a deaf ear to it in Washington, even though they know that it exists.
That should make people even madder. It's like it's Alex Jones and Hank Gilbert say the sun came up, and they go, there's no such thing as a sun. Never
right.
seen it, never heard of it.
Well, I tell you, there's a groundswell movement going on in this state, and I think that's one of the things that prompted the Department of Transportation to come out with that fast-track suggestion.
And then the toll road company, a month ago, bought up almost all the little papers on the key routes where these roads are going to be. They're playing hardball.
Sure they are. You know, what is kind of interesting is the state audit report that just came out a couple of days ago, where TxDOT has tried to manipulate invoices and they've tried to manipulate figures. And according to the audit report, you know, the estimation that we were given for all eight of these toll roads in Texas by Rick Williamson was anywhere from $145 to $184 billion, which automatically makes me wonder, why are we even talking about that if no state money's supposed to go into it?
And let's be clear, that's really what happens. The TxDOT documents two Christmases ago got released on December 24th. It was in the Austin American Statesman, internal TxDOT documents saying not for publication, secret, and it said we've got plenty of extra money. Why are we basically giving them the roads? Folks, we pay to upkeep the roads. Private corporations just get them because they paid off the politicians. This would be like if I went down and paid the governor $1 million to give me, you know, $10 billion worth of state property. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, the state audit report was really fascinating because using TxDOT's figures, they found discrepancy in 19 of 25 invoices where they were trying to bill costs associated with TTC 35 to other road projects. But based on the state audit report, TTC 35 alone is going to cost an estimated 105 point something billion dollars.
And they plan to pay for that with tolls, ladies
there
and gentlemen.
You go.
And it's going to pay for roads in Mexico. Now, where are people going to meet up on Friday? I mean, obviously, most folks are. Who gets to be in the parade? Where
anybody,
do people?
Anybody who wants to be.
Okay, where do they meet? That's important.
We're going to meet at it's First in Red River or Cesar Chavez in Red, right across the street from Iron Works. There's a big parking lot there. There's another joining parking lot about a block away. And we're going to be escorted from there over to Congress and then up Congress.
And you're leaving at 2, so people need to really start getting there. Try to shoot for getting there at 1:30.
Hey, if we have the kind of crowd that I think we're going to have, you might ought to try getting there at noon because we're going to have one heck of a traffic jam out there on I-35 coming in and out of Austin. And then a lot of people, of course, will go directly to the Capitol. And a lot of the buses that are coming from different parts of the state, you know, of course, will unload people at the Capitol grounds itself.
Now, how is this parade going to work? Because I want to have cameramen in the parade shooting video of it. This is how I want to end my new film. I've already told you about this. And I want to have cameramen up at the Capitol videoing it as we come in and then videotaping the speeches. I mean, if folks want to be part of the parade, do they walk in the parade? Or
yes. Yes, yes. And what, I mean, some people are going to drive. Like I said, we're going to have tractors there. We're going to have, I'm sure, motorcycles. The Teamsters were talking about bringing a truck. People are bringing animals, horses, cattle, sheep.
This is going to be great.
The whole nine yards. And what we're going to try to do is organize people by groups, at the staging area, like, corridorwatch.org or San Antonio Toll Party or Wallace County or Willacy County or any of those people that come as groups, Teamsters Union, you know, where we can show a diversity of people from all over the state that are fighting these two issues.
Well, Hank, let's just do planning here on air. Just save a seat in whatever truck or tractor you're in so I can stick my main cameraman in there because I want to get it from that vantage point.
Well, I'm going to walk. I'm going to be right up in the front of the march. But we are going to have people, you know, with tractors pulling trailers, kind of like a hayride type situation.
It's going to be crazy. People need to try to shoot for noon. They need to shoot for noon.
Yeah,
folks, take off Friday. This is Texas Independence Day. Could you believe UT banned even having Texas Independence Day like it's bad?
Well, this is a statement, you know, and I picked this date purposely. because we need to express our independence, and we need to let the people up there in that big white building know that we're unhappy.
This is 1836 all over again.
I hear you.
We're going to be right back with Hank Gilbert, one more segment to talk more about this event. Folks, I want to see you there Friday. You've got to be there.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the National Animal Identification System that they were able to launch in Texas and no other state basically shuts down farms and ranches, and they're intimidating people through color of law to sign up. We're going to be fighting that. Trans-Texas Corridor, the Napa Superhighway, the funding mechanism for the North American Union. This is the frontline attack. They're buying up newspapers. The toll company is. They're doing everything they can. Washington's trying to pump money in to get this fast-tracked. The people are getting madder and madder. Call everybody you know. Tell them, be there, take off Friday. I want to see you there. We need to see everybody there coming up this Friday. And what I'll do is I'm going to have some type of sit-in host. I haven't even thought about that yet. And then I'll do live cell phone call-ins the last hour from down there as the rally masses. But you better shoot for being in downtown by the latest, by 12:30 or 1. Find parking in garages. You may have to park a ways away and walk in. Do whatever you have to be there. Be there. Be in the mass no later than 1:30. This is so important. And if you go to InfoWars.com, we have a press release out on this, a big banner. Click on it. Email it out to everybody. Go to some of the other websites they've got set up to deal with this. We've got links to those. Hank Gilbert, other key points that need to be made.
Well, on Thursday, the day prior to the march, Senator John Corona from Dallas had called me 6 or 7 weeks ago wanting to have an event in conjunction with this, and he's having a public policy forum inside the Capitol. I believe it's in the basement auditorium, where he's invited all the legislature, and he's opened it up to anybody in the state that wants to come testify, give a 3-minute testimony about public-private partnerships, toll roads in general, or the Trans-Texas Corridor. And so we're urging people to come in a day early and testify and attend that, or go online to corridorwatch.org. You can download a registration and comments form.
What time is that Thursday?
It's from 8:30 in the morning until 6 p.m.
My goodness.
Yeah, he's opening it up all day. He's expecting a lot of people. And what we're encouraging people to do that can't be there, go to corridorwatch.org. They have a copy of the form that you can download. And it's just like you were there.
Your statement's put into the record.
There you go. You get your statement in the record, and as long as it's submitted either by fax or by email before 6 p.m. on Thursday, March the 1st, it will count as if you were in the room.
CorridorWatch.org. What are some of the other websites folks should visit?
FarmAndRanchFreedom.org, DontTagTexas.com, DONT-TagTexas.com. All of those will tell you or give you information about both events. I believe San Antonio Toll Party, SATollParty.com, also has it up on their website.
All right, listen, I want to see everybody down there. Again, tell them where the meetup point is.
Meet at First in Red River, across from Ironworks, and that's where we're going to start the march. Or you can go directly to the Capitol grounds, and the rally itself will begin around 2:30 p.m.
So basically, go to South Congress right before it hits the river.
Yeah.
And then just, you won't be able to miss the crowd.
Right.
Everybody's going to be massing there. And again, folks, We need this thing to start on time at 2 o'clock to march down Congress. It's only about 500 yards, and then go up on the Capitol steps and kick this thing off. And I'm going to be a speaker there as well. In the closing minute and a half we've got left, list some of the speakers that are going to be there.
Liz McIntyre, the co-author of Spy Chips, David Van Oss, who ran for Lieutenant Governor. Terry Hall with the Toll Party, David and Linda Stahl with Corridor Watch, of course myself, Judith McGarry with Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. And we still have hope that we're probably going to have one, maybe two national speakers with either one of the trucking associations or the Teamsters Union or somebody.
Also, you've got one of Ron Paul's chief of staff coming.
Yeah, Ron Paul's chief of staff lady is coming. We thought we had one of the people that helped try the Kelo case in Connecticut, but he couldn't get out of an event on Friday. But he is sending some people from his agency.
Because this all ties together. This is global corporations coming in, buying off the politicians, grabbing the infrastructure, jacking up the price to fund even bigger takeovers. If you want to fight the New World Order toe-to-toe, and it isn't just about getting a bunch of numbers out there. That's important. It's also about making the media locally and nationally cover it. I know Hank Gilbert and others have all contacted the media, but you, the listeners, call CNN, call Fox, call all the local Texas stations, call the newspapers and say, Are you covering this? Get our press release off Infowars.com and get it out there. We're going to have more guests on throughout the week to the build-up to this. Folks, I'm asking you, be there this Friday by about 1 p.m. the latest, downtown Austin on South Congress. Hank Gilbert, I want to thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. I'll see you Friday.
You bet. We'll be right back to shift gears into your calls, the latest Building 7 revelations, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
High-tech tyranny. It doesn't come with armies and military, at least at the first wave. They are setting that up as well for physical oppression. No, it comes with lawyers and banks and legislation and laws. And it's the country has been invaded by globalist interests. They have basically already bankrupted the nation and are now grabbing all the infrastructure. And every red-blooded human being that loves liberty and freedom worldwide should be against what's happening here in the U.S. We are on the front lines in the U.S., and Texas is the very front line of the front lines. It is the thick of the battle here. And again, I want to see you out there Friday. Take work off. Be there. Bring the family. Take the children out of the government training camp on Friday. I want to see you there. All right. I want to go to these loaded phone lines, and then I'm going to get back into the latest revelations concerning Building 7. This is huge. If you've missed it or if you've heard what we talked about yesterday, there's been new developments. Stay with us for that. We've got a bunch of clips coming up in the next hour. Quite frankly, there's this big national women's show. It's on in New York, L.A. They want me on for 20 minutes to talk about the human papillomavirus vaccine. And I don't normally do this, but we're going to – I've got a bunch of clips I was going to play anyways of Lou Dobbs with Ron Paul again last night. Big developments there. Several other clips. We're just going to, from 20 after – until about 40 after, play several of those clips. I've already seen them, so I can then come back and comment on them, and I'm going to go pop on that show for 15, 20 minutes and do that as I multitask here. A lot of times when shows just want to interview me when I'm on air, I just say no, or we simulcast, and they've got a different break structure than us, so I can't do that. But that's all that Lou Dobbs stuff and other things are coming up at the 20 after in the next hour. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Wayne in Canada. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Hi, Alex. Greetings from Vancouver. Alex, back in, I guess it was June of last year, you attended the Bilderberg Conference.
I didn't attend it. I wasn't inside of it, but I did cover it.
You came to Canada, and you were detained at the border for some 15 hours or so.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was totally outraged by that, as were a lot of Canadians. And I wrote a letter to our prime minister up here and to Stockwell Day, who's the Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, which is like the equivalent of Homeland Security there. And I also posted a form letter all over the web asking people from everywhere to write to them and complain about your treatment.
Well, thank you.
There. And now, some of my friends in the UK, in Texas, in Australia, they had a reply within a couple of weeks about that incident. I can't remember exactly what was said, but I came home from work yesterday, and I got this official-looking letter in my mailbox, and here it was from Stockwell Day, who's basically, like I say, the head of Homeland Security up here, pertaining to your incident. Would you like me to read the letter to you?
Sure, go ahead.
Page. Okay, it says, "Dear Sir, thank you for the correspondence concerning Alex Jones' border clearance. First, please accept my apology for the extended length of time it has taken to reply to your concern, which you sent me some months ago. A combination of factors, including the need of my officials to explore fully the matter you raised, along with the requirement to assess the response in the light of similar and sometimes competing factors, added to the sheer volume of requests which come to me, has created a delay which is not appropriate. I'm pleased to, at least I can finally respond. The Privacy Act precludes me from discussing the details of Mr. Jones' border clearance without his written consent. However, I can provide you the following general information about the Canada Border Services Agency, CBSA. CBSA plays an important role in the law enforcement community, as border officers are uniquely positioned to interview travelers and importers and to examine personal and commercial goods entering and leaving Canada. The challenge of our mandate is to ensure that only admissible people and goods have access to Canada. The CBSA takes seriously its commitment to provide high-quality service to travelers while ensuring that Canadian society is protected through the responsible enforcement of our laws. I can assure you that a considerable part of our officers' training is devoted to topics such as interviewing techniques and interaction with the public. The CBSA makes every effort to convey to its officers the necessity of being sensitive and responsive to the needs of the traveling public while performing their duties. Thank you again for
so I guess that includes yelling and cussing at people.
That seems to be the case. Now, they did say the one thing that I picked up in there is that without your consent, they would not be disclosing anything else. So maybe that's something you want to consider.
Well, I mean, what are they going to say? They just interrogated me forever about the Bilderberg group meeting and what was I planning to do.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate you doing that. Why don't you send me a copy of that?
I will do that. Alex, I had one more thing.
Sure.
I'm with the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Movement. And 3 or 4 weeks ago, we held a couple of screenings in Vancouver of America, Freedom to Fascism, and Alex Jones' Terror Storm.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, it was quite successful. And we've got a few people have joined our group again because of that. So we're growing and expanding. We put up a new website here. It's called the911truth.org. And we're urging people in the Vancouver area who are fans of Alex Jones, please visit our website, find out about our meetings, and join us. Get up your behinds and do something, because we've got to do it.
Good job, my friend. Keep it up, and I appreciate that call. Zip me off a copy of that, and if it can make it through your customs, I'd like to read it. I'd like to have it. Okay. Since he raised that, here's something in the stack I probably would have never gotten to today. This is out of the San Francisco Chronicle. Visitors to Canada with minor criminal records turned back at the border. And it goes on to say, there was a time not long ago when a trip across the border from the United States to Canada was accompanied with a wink and a wave of the driver's license. Those days are over. Take the case of 55-year-old Lake Tahoe resident Craig Fellish, stopped at the border in Vancouver this month at the start of a planned 5-day ski trip. He was sent back to the United States because of a DUI conviction 7 years ago. But they didn't just have his car turned around, they took him into custody. Not that he had any idea what was going on when he was told at Customs, your next stop is immigration. And it says Fellish was ushered into a room. There must have been 75 people in line, he says. We were there for 3 hours. One woman was in tears as a guy was sent back for having a medical marijuana card. I felt like a felon when an ankle bracelet. Well, this is the new Canada, the new America. If you're not an illegal alien, now they get bank accounts, they get to adopt children, no documents, it's officially been announced. But citizens, we're the dumb cattle. We're the marks, as criminals call us. We'll put up with anything. We are mindless. We are groveling slugs. And we're going to be put through the ringer. We're already in the grid. They're just trying to lure the illegals here to get them in the grid. And in the grid they are. Oh, don't worry. There'll be lots of crackdowns on them later along with everybody else. But and it goes on to the example of this misdemeanors, you name it. Now, no Canada. See, I don't even have a misdemeanor, folks. But now they're talking about Class C's, just normal tickets being criminal. You see, everybody's going into the system. Now, if you're a big corporate raider and involved in real crime, nothing will ever happen to you. You'll get awards from the president. But just the general public has this new world to look forward to. It goes on. Or ask the well-to-do East Bay couple who flew to British Columbia last month for an 8-day ski vacation at the famous Whistler Chateau, where rooms run $500 a night. They made the trip many times, but were surprised at the border to be told that the husband would have to report to a secondary immigration. There is a room, he estimates, filled with 60 other concerned travelers. He was told he was a person who was inadmissible to Canada. The problem, a conviction for marijuana possession in 1975. And folks, they have international databases. This is the North American Union security part of the partnership. It's all been integrated. Now with your new national ID card number that's already law, your driver's license is a national ID, it's already in a UN global database. And I just got to say, thank God I have absolutely nothing. But that's not going to stop them, folks. Bad credit. You're going to have a yellow rating and not be able to have jobs unless you go work it off for Homeland Security. I saw Ridge say that. Folks, you want to be slaves? I mean, I cannot explain to you how bad it's going to be. And the troops are going to all be Iraq veterans who've been running checkpoints, raiding houses, doing all this. The majority of them are going to be foreign-born, illegal aliens. Already 20% are in the Army. It's you want enslavement, folks, you're going to have foreign cops who hardly speak English beating you and your family, taking your houses, raping your daughters. And you think I'm joking about all this? No. This is the plan. Do you understand? This is what they're going to do. America is slated for destruction. They, on purpose. You think the airports are bad? Daily life is going to be like that. And the heroes are all going to be black ski mask Nazi cops. Your daughters will worship them. They'll be the movie stars. You're going to have these fat hogs sitting at your dinner table bossing you around. They'll wear armbands. Everyone's going to worship them. It's going to be sick. But you know what, you fat yuppies? You deserve it. So just go ahead and laugh, because you're going to be living it real soon. You want the death of this country? You're going to get it. You want to be tracked and traced and taxed everywhere you go? You want to be out on your butts homeless and then go into a FEMA camp? You are! You wanted it, you got it. You wanted to laugh at us and make jokes about all this? You're going to find out. All right, I'm ranting. Welcome to the new world of border security. Unsuspecting Americans are turning up at the Canadian border, expecting clear sailing, only to find that their past, sometimes their distant past, is suddenly an issue. Now, the U.S. is what set this up. And it's now the law, you've got to have a passport to leave to go to Canada or Mexico, and there doesn't have to be an APB or an arrest. If they just put you on a list, you can't leave the country. And they're saying misdemeanor convictions, you won't be able to leave. And there's nobody you can complain to. There might be one or two news articles about it if it gets bad enough, and you'll just submit. You're now prisoners. Anyone who wants to come here can come in, no problem. But if you want to leave, you can forget it. You wanted to be slaves, you're going to get to be slaves. You wanted to sit around and snicker and laugh at it all. I can't wait till all these slack-jaw punks go on the message boards and make jokes about what we cover. I can't wait till they got bad credit or some misdemeanor in their past, and you think you're going to fly down to the Bahamas or you're going to go on some trip to Mexico. But you're so cowardly, you'll make excuses and just whine about it, and you'll just go home and go back to watching your TV and make excuses for it. But then it's going to get worse, and one day you're going to cry. You're going to cry in your bed at night wishing you'd have done something, you fat hog. And I don't mean physically fat. I mean your soul is slovenly. They're all shocked to hear that the sins of their youth might keep them out of Canada, but what they don't know is that this is just the beginning. Soon other nations will be able to look into their past when you want to travel. And it goes on. See, all the countries are doing it. It's the new world order. It's the new world order. And there's going to be cops with metal detectors at the malls, random checkpoints. You'll just be told, line up against a wall, walking down the street, whole groups of people. And let me tell you, seeing these Canadian border guards, man, they were sickos. They were getting off on the power. They loved it. You could tell a bunch of them were perverts and everything. You just see it. They're just criminals. And you could just look at them and get their M.O. immediately. And then they were just getting off on the power. And they got our computers and they said, we find one image of porn, you're going to prison for years. They got madder and madder that none of us had misdemeanors. None of us had records. They screamed at me. They cussed at me. And I said, porn? Those are computers from work. I go, you mean, you know, legal mainline porn? And they go, yes, any porn. Any porn is illegal to transport over borders. Thank God nobody in my office had accidentally clicked on it. I don't know how you miss it. It's everywhere. You know, your new mortgage ad, boom, click it, and it's a woman with a horse or something. But thank God there was nothing, and they just sat there getting madder and madder and madder, not able to find anything. This is the new life, being yelled at, being screamed at, being lined up, people in black uniforms stomping around with evil in their eyes, weakness in their eyes, scum evil ruling us, tyranny, like in the Soviet Union and China. You want to be slaves, you want to be downtrodden, you want to be shoved around and told how to live and what to eat and when to go to work and what to do. You're going to have it. And a lot of you deserve it. A lot of you scum out there who love this system and love it all. You're going to love every minute of it. Just get ready for it. And it's going to incrementally happen. All right, I'm out of control. I'm just so mad about this. I've got a whole stack of police state news 10 times worse than what I just covered. Mike in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm getting fired up.
Yeah, I can tell, brother. Hey, I was watching the BBC News last night, and I don't really watch TV ever, but they had mentioned that the refueling tankers are on their way to Southwest Asia.
They've got the entire battle fleet arranging itself, and now there's all this war propaganda of what they found. And
we moved 6 or 7 carrier groups into the region over the last month and a half or so, and it was just in passing. It was just kind of like a side note, just said matter-of-factly. And now we're moving the air tankers in. And you don't do that unless you're going to bomb them.
And then they simultaneously say they may strike them, but then when we say we're against it, they come out and go, it's a conspiracy. Look at these crazy people.
They believe
there's a North American Union. They believe there's a plan to attack Iran. They believe the government might not be telling the truth.
The biggest problem we have in this country is our fourth estate. We get Anna Nicole Smith for 2.5 weeks, and that's it. That's what people are basing their view of reality on.
That in Jesus' tomb, some stunt by James Cameron.
Yeah, well, that's part of breaking down society. But people are forming their viewpoints.
Oh, that's total Rosicrucian. He was married to Mary Magdalene. It's just their same agenda.
I know. But it's the fourth estate that's keeping people in the dark. So when you actually tell them things, it sounds so far out in left field. How could it possibly be like this? Because no one's been paying attention to anything for 2-3 generations.
Oh, yeah. The general public knows nothing. They don't even know where their state capital is. They don't know the three branches of government. They talk to people. They know nothing.
No, they don't.
But they'll argue with you.
Oh, and they do it all the time. And the Constitution's a huge one to argue with people over because they don't know anything about it. You ask them to name three of the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, they couldn't tell you. And if they can name one, they can't tell you what it protects. They have no clue. They have no clue how this place is.
They think freedom is Jack Bauer's right to torture children.
Well, we had, you know, when I was going through school, we had, and I know you've covered this before, but we had Mach UN. We didn't have Mach US. We didn't learn our systems of government. They've been indoctrinating generations of people.
No, there's no plan. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, well, keep up the good work there, Alex. And,
hey, I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Yeah, yuppie driving along giggling right now. Your bank account is half the value it was 6 years ago. Enjoy yourself. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, I got to get to this new Building 7 information, but I want to go to all your calls as well. I just get really mad to see a once free people brainwashed, dumbed down, and brought into chains and bondage and enslavement. I mean, being a slave is not fun, folks, and this is going to be a high-tech system. And they admit they're going to put up federal cameras already doing it that watch our every move and pick up suspicious behavior so they have an excuse to interrogate you. And it's some moron idiot who's on a power trip will be prodding you with a billy club. Just, I can't believe my once great country is turning into a complete cesspit. But again, everybody is waking up. I mean, folks are mad about every major issue, 80 to 90+%. But that's why they're accelerating their police state. The criminals are going, hey, they're waking up. Let's just put in the police state. I just can't believe what happened to us. Let me take some time out right now to remind the listeners that I'm a filmmaker. My latest film is Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. The documentary is right around 2 hours long. There are 68 minutes of extras. It covers all the admissions of where our government has declassified. They stage terror attacks. Then it goes into 7-7. We go to London, show how that's an inside job. Then 9-11. Then we expand out from there to Iraq, the plan to go into Iran, the police state they're setting up. It's such an important film. And then it's the highlights from the 9-11 neocon agenda, 9-11 conference, the biggest ever. That has ever been held that we had last year out in Los Angeles with the highlights of it. 68 minutes of that. Key info on 9-11. $19.95, but get it for $9.95 when you get it with America, Freedom to Fascism. I've got some of my other films. Where you can get them, when you get multiple videos, you can get films as low as $5.95 a piece. We have a new great black baseball caps that on the back say 9-11 equals inside job. On the front it says Infowars.com. And we've got those as low as $5.95 a piece. We've got T-shirts as low as $9.95 a piece. Pro Second Amendment, anti-New World Order, 9/11 inside job T-shirts. It's all about getting the message out. It's all about the information war. Everything we do. We've now got these little FM transmitters that inside go about 60 feet through walls and over 100 feet outside. You can also hook another antenna up and double or triple how far it goes out. You can put in a 6-volt instead of a 4-volt plug. You can get it Radio Shack to make it double on top of the doubling with the antennas. So it could go out as much as 400 feet broadcast in your area, a couple streets over. Great way to tell everybody about how they can tune in, hook it up to your MP3 player, hook it up to your computer and stream it 24 hours a day or when you feel like it, listen to it around the house or office, broadcast in your apartment building. They're FCC approved. They're available at Infowars.com. Or you can call toll free to get the transmitters, the books, the videos, to ask questions about these specials, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, hundreds of special reports. It's got to be like 40 or 50 other films we've been authorized to post in super high bandwidth and low bandwidth. You can burn them to CDs or DVDs. Incredible activist tool, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, get a monthly membership, or get a yearly and get 3 months free. And again, your support there makes so much of what we do here possible. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I know we got Summer and Shirley and James and others. I'll get to your calls before the 20 after, but I do want to spend some time when we get back getting into the new Building 7 revelations. These are so important. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.